Hi, friends, and welcome to the Weekly Roundup, where we discuss just a fraction of the insanity that takes place in the world each week. Our top story today, Colin Kaepernick has accused his white adoptive parents of being racist. The former NFL star told CBS Chicago he struggled growing up in a problematic household. A through line he detailed in his upcoming graphic novel titled Change the Game. I mean, accusing the race most likely to take in the children of other races of racism is definitely changing the game, I'll give him that. According to Colin, his mother Teresa Kaepernick once told him, "Your hair is not professional, you look like a little thug," because he chose to get cornrows as a child. This became a space where it's like, how do I navigate the situation now? But it's also informed me why I have my long hair today. Wow, Colin, thanks for owning your blackness by growing out your hair, a special skill reserved for Black people, apparently. Of course, there was no mention of his biological parents in the book, because anti-racism means you can dump your Black newborn in the dumpster behind Denny's as long as you compliment his natural hair before leaving him to die. No, but seriously, it seems that this is just another stunt to warm the youths up to dirty commie behavior. Kaepernick has taken a page right out of Mao's Little Red Handbook by encouraging children to turn on their parents and pledge their allegiance to the state.
Say the line, Bart!
My white parents, who fed, sheltered, and clothed a Black child, are racist white supremacists.
Yeah!
Hey, here's a little history lesson. Did you know that during the communist takeover, it wasn't uncommon for Chinese children to rat out their parents and have them executed for disloyalty to the regime? Yeah, that's right. During the Great Leap Forward, a communist campaign that led to the death of an estimated 45 million people in the late 50s, Chinese Chairman Mao aimed to destroy the nuclear family because he believed it was an institution that kept the peasants oppressed. So he issued several policies to break down the family structure. Children were raised in daycare centers instead of cared for by their relatives, and Chinese women were granted the same rights as Chinese men to keep them working outside the home while their children were indoctrinated by their enemies.
Say the line, Bart!
Thank you for giving women the opportunity to serve a corporate CEO over their own husbands and children. We are truly free.
Yeah!
This Kaepernick story comes at the perfect time, as this past Tuesday marked the 140th death anniversary of Karl Marx. In honor of his death, here are some fun facts about the communist revolutionary. Marx was an alcoholic who never washed. Boils covered his body, preventing him from sitting down. He refused to work and drove his family to destitution, causing the deaths of his two sons from exposure and illness. He raped his unpaid maid and had his Marxist theory co-founder Friedrich Engels subsidize their illegitimate child. He wrote poetry romanticizing the ingesting of poison, the method by which two of his daughters would later commit suicide. Marx was also explicitly genocidal, calling for revolutionary terror, theft, and murder against the ill-defined bourgeoisie. Wow! Well, that explains why 90% of Marxist-loving progressive communists are overfed, underwashed, and full of complaints about bullshit like this. A trans they-he doctor and self-proclaimed fat activist on Twitter is angry that Brendan Fraser won an Oscar for his performance as a fat man in the movie The Whale. Why is she mad? Well, because fat roles should go to fat people. Fat roles. That's funny. I mean, why stop there? We should have taken it one step further and casted a real-life orca in the film. Honestly, can I just point out that a lesbian playing a straight man in real life complaining about a skinny man playing a fat man on TV is peak clown world hypocrisy? Even Dove has hopped on the hashtag StopFatSuits train. Earlier this week, they tweeted, "Stop giving fat suit awards. We want better representation in Hollywood." Listen, the reason Dove panders to fat people is the same reason the government panders to people. Because there's just so gosh darn many of them. Well, that in a larger surface area requires more soap. That's just good solid business sense. This pandering was on full display in New York this week when, after 3 years of shaming citizens into wearing masks, the mayor flipped the script and this time urged them to remove them. New York Mayor Eric Adams says that masks have become a way for criminals to hide their faces, and they're asking businesses to enforce indoor mask bans in the city. You see that it's just humiliation, right? Simon says, "Take off your mask." Simon says, "Put it back on." Now take it off.
I didn't say Simon Says.
Thanks, Mr. Mayor. Here's what I have to say about that. A Canadian judge rules that giving the middle finger is a God-given right. The gesture may not be civil or polite, but it's not a crime and is protected under Canada's Constitution. In a 26-page decision, Dennis Galeatsitos dismissed a case against a man accused of harassing his neighbor in a Montreal suburb. To be abundantly clear, it is not a crime to give someone the finger, he said in a ruling dated February 24th. Flipping the proverbial bird is a God-given, charter-enshrined right that belongs to every red-blooded Canadian. Not only in Canada do you have to reiterate that being impolite is not a crime, and that the only thing illegal about doing cocaine is the plastic straw used to snort it. I got that cocaine joke from a sub. Thanks, Mike Thompson. A Vancouver-based company has found a unique solution to keep biodegradable straws from disintegrating in your drink. Straws and Stuff's solution to soggy paper straws is straws made from reeds. The company's CEO says these straws can be reused up to 10 times. And that's all fine and well, but couldn't they just replace the illegal plastic and straws with the perfectly legal plastic and disposable masks? And now for a little shameless self-promotion. I made it to the Twitter files! It turns out I'm not crazy. Back in 2021, I really was being hunted down by the social media gods and the government. According to journalist Matt Taibbi, back in 2021, when the CDC changed its methodology for counting COVID-19 cases among vaccinated people to only counting those resulting in hospitalization or death, the Virality Project complained that quote-unquote anti-vaccine accounts like RFK Jr. and What's-Her-Face retweeted the story to suggest hypocrisy. Another popular YouTube video from anti-vaccine activist What's-Her-Face has been viewed over 60,000 times. Actually, it was 100,000, but who's counting? I remember exposing the largest drug cartel in recorded history like it was just yesterday. The CDC just announced that starting on May 14th, they will change how vaccine breakthrough cases are reported. According to a statement on their website, to help maximize the quality of the data collected on cases of greatest clinical and public health importance, it will stop reporting COVID breakthrough infections in vaccinated individuals unless the infection results in hospitalization or death. This comes at a time when thousands of COVID-19 breakthrough cases are being reported in the fully vaccinated. So in other words, we've been including asymptomatic cases in the case count in order to dictate policy that locked you down, bankrupted your business, and drove your Uncle Jerry to suicide. But now that we have the magic vaccine, we no longer concern ourselves with such trivial things as asymptomatic infection. Only the peasants can asymptomatically spread disease. So what's the takeaway from all of this? Well, this means that starting on May 14th, that COVID infections among the vaccinated will drastically decline, while COVID infections among the unvaccinated will continue to steadily rise. All due not to the miracle of vaccines, but to a quick change in reporting protocol. According to the CDC, actual vaccine breakthrough numbers are likely higher than reported as the surveillance system is passive and relies on voluntary reporting from state health departments and may not be complete. In addition, some breakthrough cases will not be identified due to lack of testing. This is particularly true in instances of asymptomatic or mild illness. Couple this with the change in definition of a breakthrough case, and there's really no way to compare infection rates between the unvaccinated and the vaccinated. Because vaccines are to health as the Wright brothers are to aviation, as Alexander Graham Bell is to telecommunications, as Milli Vanilli is to shitty pop music. Nothing but imposters taking credit for work they didn't do. Alright guys, that's it for me today. If you like this video and want to support me, please don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe, and check out some of these other videos from my channel. Or if you want to be a peach and take it one step further, you can join my Patreon, where I post weekly updates, bonus content, and 2 long format videos per month. Alright, I'll see y'all next week. Bye! Help me, I'm poor!